We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's bring in Rachel Scott. She is traveling with the president, currently Bedminster, New Jersey, at his golf course there. She's kind enough to join us this morning. What happened? Did the president get some polling numbers back that said that a very tariff Christmas is bad for votes in the economy? Why the change?
Well, it's a little bit of a game of who can blink first, right? And this is just the latest battle in this ongoing trade war with China that has continued for months now. It's a tactical delay. It's a retreat by the U.S. And the Trump administration was set to slap a 10% tariff on $300 billion of Chinese imports by September 1st. The president now hitting a pause, delaying some of those tariffs on items like cell phones and laptops, video games and clothing. And you're right, he said the reason he's doing this is because of the Christmas season. He didn't want it to have a negative impact on U.S. customers. But it's important to note here that the administration has already imposed a 25% tariff on roughly $250 billion of Chinese goods. And these delays only affect some products. So other products, other goods are still going to see a hike. It's a pretty extensive list, actually. So beef and pork and many other food and agricultural items will still see a hike. But the delays that the president did impose do affect at least $160 billion worth of imports, according to one advocacy group. So it's a game of who can blink first here. We've seen this back and forth go on for months. The administration, like I said, already imposed tariffs. When the president threatened to impose even more, we saw China respond by dropping its currency to the lowest level it had been in almost a decade. That sent U.S. stocks into a free fall last week. Wall Street experienced one of its worst days of the year. And yesterday, we did see Wall Street react positively to this. The Dow spiked over 500 points. But this announcement comes with an expiration date. So those additional tariffs will be back in effect on December 15th, so even closer to the Christmas season.
But is there any talk that this was all planned in advance? It makes him look like a great guy. I'm going to save Christmas, that sort of thing, that this was all part of a plan.
Well, we don't exactly know for sure, but we do know that U.S. and Chinese officials did speak about trade yesterday on the phone. The president said that discussion was productive, and there are plans for the two sides to speak again in 2 weeks. But, of course, this comes as China and Hong Kong deal with their own unrest, right? The president talked about that and touched on that yesterday with a very measured response. He called it a tough and tricky situation, saying that he hopes it works out for everyone, including China. We've seen other lawmakers, other Democratic and Republican lawmakers, even Mitch McConnell, and the own State Department go a little bit further in criticizing Beijing and calling for, you know, human rights and their voices to be expressed. The president didn't go that far yesterday, but again, it's something to keep in mind as these trade talks continue. And the president will need a deal if he ahead of a re-election year, especially something to campaign on. This has been going on for months, and I'm sure you can expect the Democrats to hit him hard on this if we get closer to Election Day and this trade war is still escalating by that point.
Rachel Scott, traveling with the president while he takes some time away from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.